So it's another Friday and I'm not super excited to be here. I know it's quite unusual, but then I'm not super excited to be here at all. It's like a very sad period for us in this nation, Nigeria, and I see no reasons why I actually should be overexcited about what basically. So before I go on with what I have to say today, I want to say a very big shout out to everyone that listened to last week's episode on the podcast. You guys know I appreciate you so much. Thank you for the feedback. We had Victoria talk to us about being 25, and it was an amazing episode. It was funny, it was educative, informative, and all. So I would advise that if you've not listened to it, you can just pause this podcast right now and listen to it, or you could also listen to it after listening to this podcast. So today on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about Nigeria, basically. A few weeks back, we clocked, I think 60 as a nation. Was it 60? I don't know, but we just had our Independence Day in Nigeria. And just like after how many weeks or how many days after, there's a protest going on. And SARS, and SWAT, and police brutality, and a lot of things. And it's amazing that it's actually coming from the youths of the nation, because we were tagged the lazy Nigerian youth, we were tagged the phone generation youth. What can they do? And everybody's out there doing their bits, and it's really amazing. It's like, and when this thing is happening in your lifetime, and it's really sweet, because it's very progressive. You see that people are after the good of this land. I've been able to pick a lot of things from it. One of the things I was able to pick from this protest is that we can all be united. We might not look it, we might always come online and try and drag ourselves here and there, but then there is this unity we all share. Like, for like days on my social media page, I basically didn't see business posts. I'm talking about Twitter. I didn't see business posts. Like, everybody was just answers. Like, this is really nice. Like, even at the protest venue, you see that a lot of people were united. So that's one of the things I was able to pick from it. Then also, it shows that we are not who they say we are. We are actually people that want a change. We want a reformation, want a revolution, want things to change in this nation. Because things can't keep happening the way they are actually happening. Like, things have to get better. I was telling my mom that they have enjoyed the good of Nigeria. They've enjoyed there's free education, there's free this, there's free that. Like, things were really cheap, and they were telling us those days. And I'm like, which those days do you want us to tell our own children? The those days of when SARS was killing young guys or young girls, those days when they were raping them, those days when we had police brutality. Like, it's not a good story to write if we are being honest with ourselves. And the change happening now is what is required. And the good thing about it is that we are not just fighting it in the physical, we're also fighting it in the spiritual. You've been seeing a lot of prayer works. I'm not sure I've come across prayer works in Nigeria, or like that somebody wanted to do a prayer work or something. Like, it's not something that is just often, but all of a sudden you see prayer work is happening in Lagos, prayer work is happening in Ogun State, prayer work is happening in Ibadan, prayer work is happening in Lokoja. And I'm like, okay, this is really amazing. And you know, I stated earlier on that it is helping to unite people. And it's really amazing to see that people are even not just saying, okay, I'll go for a protest, but I would also pray about it. Prayer groups that I belong to this week, about two of them, we prayed basically for Nigeria. We just prayed for this nation. And it's really amazing. And I pray that the change that is required in this nation, it is going to be perfected. I pray that injustice is going to come to an end in this nation, that we're going to have justice. This protest is not just going to be a waste, but it is going to make an impact. Because you guys know that this is my podcast, and I feel like this is one of the places where I can actually speak, where I can actually lend out my voice. So if you're listening to me right now, please say a word of prayer for Nigeria, that Nigeria is going to be better. Nigeria is going to experience that change. We're going to be able to tell our children that, forget all those, this person did this in 19-something-something. In the year 2020, there was a change that started in this nation. And please, I would want to beg you, play your part. It is not un-Christianic, how will I put it, to actually be a part of the protest. If you cannot be a part of the protest, you have your online. Do something about it. See, it can take a lot of fear, a lot of courage. Oh, they're checking people's phone, they're doing this and that. But do your own part, play your part. If it's to go to protest, if it's to pray for this nation and all, just make sure you are playing a part. Do not be silent too. Somebody said something, they said this thing and you go feel say it not touch you today, but it be like breeze. If it not blow you today, if it blow you tomorrow. Like, so just know that even if it doesn't touch you today, because my friend was telling me about one of her friends that was saying that if you don't say, if he's doing his own, they will not come to him and all. But I've read a lot of stories that these people, like, if we should look at it, SARS are like, they should anti-robbery something, something. But no, it is more like they are the ones robbing us. So I feel like, just be careful. Don't say that because it's not coming to you today. It can happen to somebody you know tomorrow. So make sure you play your part in this thing. If you can't go for the protest, just make sure you play your part in it. And I pray that justice is going to reign in our land. And I also pray for those that have lost someone in the course of this protest, or also before this protest in SARS, because I've heard a lot of story. Like, sometimes I just have to like leave social media, like I don't want to read Twitter's updates today, because it is just heartbreaking. But at most, I just always try to retweet it so that people can always it keeps trending on the list, and also just because it's actually very painful. But I want to pray that God will comfort those families at such period like this. The Lord is going to comfort them, because He alone can comfort them. And also, I'd like to tell you that, like I said earlier on, please make sure you say a word of prayer for Nigeria, because at this point, Nigeria needs our prayer. It needs our prayer because God needs to heal our land. So let's continue to play our part, and let's continue to pray for Nigeria. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have anything to say, feedback or a comment, please send it to me on my page. You can send it to me on Instagram, KIJUDAMOLA. Send me a DM or message me on WhatsApp, Damola Lagbati, on Facebook and on Twitter. God bless you all. I love you guys, and I love this nation. It's not something we always say, but we have to love this nation, because this is our nation, and we know that God is going to heal this land. God bless you.